Hello, everybody.
WMMR, Philadelphia.
Housekeeping!
No, thank you. Sleep it.
Housekeeping!
Come back in an hour.
Housekeeping, you want towels?
More towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want me for a pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
You're listening to Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
We don't destroy them, but take over the town. Maybe the world.
With Preston Elliott and Steve Morrison.
You are a couple of freaks.
Plus,
Casey Boy, Kathy Romano, and some guy named Nick. And now, Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
It is the day, friends, and welcome. Friday morning, Preston and Steve radio program. There is so much electricity charging through this building as we speak. And get ready.
Oh, that's just an open wire.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But no, other than that, we have our big program today with Miss Kathy Romano sacrificing her very body and reputation as she goes forward for this public service on the air this morning. We have a lot of guests on the show, a lot of things to talk about, Live Aid and whatnot. Town. Let me go, 93.3 WMMR, it's President Steve Show. Friday morning, and it is the public service show. Kathy Romano, about ready to imbibe her first drink, and Casey as well, who will be joining her.
It's a classic double-blind experiment.
That's exactly what
They're
it is.
They'll both be blind by the end of the experiment.
Now listen, we have a chance for you to win a wireless Razor phone from Singular Wireless, and all you have to do is email us drunk at WMMR.com. Leave a phone number where we can reach you this morning, and if Kathy drunk dials you sometime before 10 a.m., and you answer the phone, and the first thing out of your mouth is, give me my drink, we're going to set you up with that Razor phone. We also have another one to give away for the letter of the day, the word of the week, that whole routine.
So they can't say hello. If they say hello, they're
right,
out.
Right. They say hello, they're out. The first thing out of their mouth has to be, give me my drink. Yell it, please, for full effect. Let's see. Let's go ahead and get... We have other things I'm going to tell you about in a little while, but let's go ahead and get into it. Stupid question. Casey, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Take my bag over there because my stupid questions are in there. And
it's a veritable beehive of activity.
Well, there's a ton of people here already this morning.
What?
Oh, I have a stupid question.
Well, then get rid of it.
It involves alcohol.
Okay.
All right. If you have a stupid question, here's what we're going to do. Answer this correctly, and I'll give you an In Good Company prize pack. Casey, what is your question?
Well, one of my favorite shots...
You know the answer to it, by the way?
Yes, okay. I do. One of our favorite shots is that of... Jägermeister?
Yep.
What does Jägermeister mean?
What does Jägermeister mean?
It's German.
Are you sure you know that?
Yes, and if I'm wrong, Nick took German in college.
So. All right, 215-263-WMMR. What is that? What is the interpretation of German, of Jägermeister?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Call now if you know the answer. I will give you the prize back. Here we go with some of the... Justin. Hey, Justin.
That's John.
John.
It's John. Good morning, you guys. Are on.
Thank you.
John Rose.
I can't read the freaking screen.
I know.
The way it's positioned, it pisses me off. All right, what's the answer, John?
The answer, sir, is Master Hunter.
That is correct.
Hallelujah. In high school, I used to tell the kids that the deer and the crossing, I was a member of a Christian Hunting Association. They just know that I'm an alcoholic, but...
Yes.
All right, I've got an In Good Company prize pack from Comcast Cable. All right, my friend?
Thank you very much, sir.
No problem. Hold on a second. In Good Company starring Scarlett Johansson and Topher Grace, available on demand. Comcast Digital Cable. We are getting ready. Are you guys ready? Are we going to do our first...
I think we're good to go. I see drinks have been poured.
Yeah, friend Dave from Kildare's is here this morning, and he is helping us out, and we're pouring box vodka this morning.
Dave woke up early to work out. Came straight from the gym.
Dave, what shot? What are they doing first? We'll get into depth with you in a little bit, but what are they drinking now? Do you know what they have? Because we also have some bartenders. We have
I believe we're doing Jolly Rancher shots.
Yeah. Rachel and Joey.
I'm just trying to stay awake.
All right.
So we're going to move into the box Appletinis, and that's where all hell's going to break loose.
All right.
Yeah. You got Bloody Marys.
Kathy, ready to start off with a shot?
Oh, cilantro. We're doing this now.
Yeah, we're doing this now. You ready?
Cilantro.
Okay. Oh. Everybody, cilantro. Here we go. Drink up. Our public service. Here it goes. How was that?
That's a big shot.
Was it yummy?
It's going to my nose there.
All right, shot number one at about 6:40 this morning, and we will go throughout the course of the morning, and of course, this is our public service for you to Remember moderation on this holiday weekend.
Enjoy, but be safe.
Precisely. We're going to take a break. Our good friends from Vox Vodka are here supplying the liquor for us.
Yeah.
We love them for that. And don't forget, we are going to have those special bleacher seats for Live 8, those reserve seats. Our good friends at Volvo set us up with that. Brought to you by your local Delaware Valley Volvo retailers. We'll have the details on that in just a minute. Don't move. We'll be right back.
On 93.3 WMMR.
More Guns N' Roses to get us fired up this morning. 93.3 WMMR. It's President Steve's show. It's 6:54 a.m. Very hot one today. Do not let that throw you off, though. Tomorrow's going to be beautiful for Live 8. It's supposed to be 85 and sunny, and the humidity will be gone. We do have a chance for some rain today. That's going to help push all that crap out of this area and get us ready for tomorrow. It's the public service show. Kathy and Casey both imbibing the Vox Vodka this morning. And we do have some things that we are going to do throughout the course of the morning that could end up getting you right down front for Live 8. I'll have the details in a second. Let's get a look at traffic and see what's up. Kathy, what do you have for us?
The Schuylkill Expressway eastbound near Belmont. There's some police activity off to the side, attracting some attention there. Watch for that. 95 southbound, slowing at Girard. The Blue Route still in good shape. If you're headed over from New Jersey, the 42 freeway and Route 55, everything looks good there. The Atlantic City Expressway is where we have a problem eastbound. There's an overturned vehicle at the Egg Harbor toll, and that's causing a delay. So if you can't avoid that area, pretty much most of New Jersey, everything's looking nice this morning. Not too much of a delay. This traffic report is brought to you by Getty, a day at the beach, a drive in the country, catching a ball game, creating memories to last a lifetime. Fuel your summer with Getty Premium Gasoline, the gasoline that helps create life experiences. Getty, we fuel your life, and that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
All right, so we've had, so far we had one Jolly Rancher shot.
Right.
And now what are we working on, Kathy?
Some Bloody Marys.
Bloody Marys. And our good friend Dave and Rachel and Jovianne from Kildare's are here. They've got the bar. They're mixing these up, and they're serving the drinks for Kathy and Casey.
And this is happening in homes across the country.
It's the alcohol-free place on the screen.
That is true. So
I didn't eat anything this morning. I need to eat
something. No, you don't.
Yeah. You haven't eaten anything?
No, I need
no we don't want to throw it up.
No, we kind of do. I think we sort of do.
All right, well,
because we have actually a canvas in the other room, and we plan on selling that on eBay.
Oh, cool.
It's a
gastric painting.
Yeah. Listen, we sent Devin, our intern, down to, where did she go to? She went to
Delancey
Street Bagels, and she grabbed
in New York.
There's a bunch of food. We have some bagels and croissants and stuff like that. So make sure you eat something, at least a little bit.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
All right, now
actually, you know, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm feeling a little good right now. But eating after you started drinking, that's a tough thing to do.
I only had
use your mouth.
Oh, really?
It's that easy.
No, I'm the kind of guy. Once I start drinking, it's like I don't even want to stop to eat a hot dog.
Well,
you
know why it is? You don't want to fill yourself up, so you can't get any more booze in there.
Yeah. Do you guys really not want me to eat anything?
No, I think you should have something in your stomach.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. So we can watch it come back up again.
A tiny bit.
Some spaghetti or something.
Yeah,
you need a little bit of something.
Something cool.
Something like, clams and marshmallows.
But we're going to do this throughout the course of the morning. Listen, now we were having an issue with drunk at WMMR.com. That's not working.
Right, but guess what is working?
What?
Mixer at WMMR.com.
Hey!
Well,
hey!
Mixers are used in making drinks.
Absolutely.
I'm okay with this because I took the better part of 9 hours making sure that this was in place for yesterday. So I'm going to be doing a swan dive off the roof later on.
Here's what we're doing. We're giving away the Razor phone from Singular Wireless. If you've already emailed drunk at WMMR.com, get back on the computer and email mixer at WMMR.com. Leave your phone number on there where we can contact you this morning. We're going to draw one at random, and Kathy's going to do a drunk dial. The first thing out of your mouth when she calls is, give me my drink. That is absolutely the first thing that you have to say, or else you do not win. What are you guys laughing at?
I don't know.
I'm watching footage on NBC 10 right now.
Drunk?
No. But you know what? It's either in China or Japan where they have that downhill run,
mm-hmm.
and everybody keeps falling down the hill.
Right.
That's what I was watching.
Okay. Well, she shut off the TV now.
Yeah, so
already I can tell Casey is leading in the goofy department.
Yeah.
I mean, you're already loopier than she is.
I know.
He's checking movie timetables so he can leave during the show.
And he was posturing all day yesterday. Oh, dude, I'm gonna be totally sober compared to her. And you know, there's gonna be no comparison.
At all. Kathy might drink you under the table.
Yeah, bitch.
But here's the. I'm just going to not say anything.
Okay.
I planned this out yesterday. I'm just going
to. You put on your Depends diaper this morning and said, I'm ready to go.
So we're gonna give away that Razor phone. That is you two on 93.3 WMMR. President Steve Show. About 19 minutes after 7 o'clock on a Friday morning. And, yes, our public service continues. Kathy and Casey illustrating that moderation is probably a good idea.
Get in my drink!
We have our friends from Kildare's that are here this morning, and we also have Box Vodka who are here supplying the evils for us. We love them for that.
The smooth evils.
But let's get a look at traffic and see what we have going on this morning real quick. Kathy, what's up?
A couple of problems to watch out for. The Atlantic City Expressway eastbound, there's an overturned vehicle approaching the Egg Harbor tolls. There's actually two separate accidents there, but they're both off to the side. The 42 Freeway, Route 55 in good shape. The Pennsylvania Turnpike eastbound, there's an overturned vehicle there as well approaching Norristown. Schuylkill Expressway westbound delays city through to Belmont. Eastbound at Belmont, there's some police activity off to the side. And 95 northbound delays at Highland Avenue. An accident cleared from there. And the accident near Woodhaven, that is off to the side. This traffic report is brought to you by CompUSA, is it?
Yeah.
CompUSA, start your weekend. No, it is.
Already.
CompUSA, start your weekend.
Wow.
Right. With fantastic. Shut up. Fantastic deals. On the latest technology this Friday from 6 o'clock to midnight, it's Midnight Madness at CompUSA. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathy. By the way, we have, you know what we're going to do? Let's do this right now. We have our friend Jason Burton, who is a police officer, is here this morning.
Yes.
He has brought the breathalyzer with him.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do is we're going to see at what level you're at now. Kathy,
oh, really? We're doing it now?
Yeah, we're going to do it now.
He brought the Nick Nolte Pro, which is the elite model.
We'll do it.
Kathy, get that water out of your mouth.
We'll do it through the course of the morning. What have you had so far, Kathy?
I've had the Jolly Rancher shot.
Right.
And this Bloody Mary, and that's it.
That's it?
Well,
we got to step
what
it up.
What do you mean?
Dave, come
on. And a bagel. I had to eat a bagel.
Hold on, wait. Say again. Dave.
All right, I drove home last night, shit enough. I judged the contest.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm you too. I judged the contest at Denham.
Yeah, okay.
It was a model contest. It was really tough.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I drove home.
You're like a runaway train here, you know.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Can I get a breathalyzer? I'd love to
see it. Breathalyzer as well. We'll breathalyze Dave as well.
There's no martini glasses here?
3 hours ahead of that.
No, there are, but there are two. I asked them to not put your appletini in a martini glass.
I need a martini. I don't drink martinis outside of a martini glass.
No,
I'm kidding.
Why did you ask them to not put it in a martini glass?
Because, as you know, it's tough to keep the liquor inside the glass.
This is like four martinis in one.
Well, so what? You're drinking it anyway. Listen,
your wife's driving me home.
You have three.
Sorry, Diane. You have Casey's fault.
Shut up. You have three laptops on your side of the board over there. I don't want.
If they're a little sticky, no biggie.
Yeah. You didn't pay for your laptop. Steve did.
I am on elevated ground, so unless she hurls her martini at me, I'm good. But thanks for looking out for me, Gavin. Yeah.
All right, let's. Jason, where are you?
Jason, over here.
Now, we're gonna do Casey first over here. Let's see at what level and.
Jason, this is a standard one that has a little bit of the like a breathing straw on the top of it.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
It's got a picture of Mr. T on the back of it.
Okay, Casey, come on.
All right, here.
What does he need to do? What does he need to do, Jason?
Right through.
Right. Blow right through it.
Right, straight through the tube. One steady breath.
Okay. For how long?
A couple seconds.
2 minutes.
Okay. Now, Casey has had a Bloody Mary, a Jolly Rancher shot, and he is now drinking Red Bull and Vox Vodka.
Yeah.
All right. What did he blow, Jason? Mic on it, please.
Take a second.
Okay. Takes about a
just couple seconds.
If you have a friend that needs to be blown, you call Preston. Suck it.
All right. I guarantee you, Casey's is less than whatever Dave's is, because Dave's hammered.
No kidding.
What do we have, Jason?
0.07.
Hey!
Wait, what does that mean?
Calm down!
Legally, he can still drive. In New Jersey, it's 0.08. In Pennsylvania, Jason.
It is 0.08 in Pennsylvania.
0.08
as well.
In Pennsylvania. So he technically is still not under
of course,
the influence.
The idea is to not flirt with that level and keep it well under it.
So, correct. Of course, this being a public service, you have, how many, you had two, you had a shot and a drink. And
I'm about three sips ahead of you.
And three, but that's what I'm saying. So that much, and there you go. You already almost can't drive legally.
Right, exactly. Right? That close. So keep that in mind. And Casey, what do you weigh?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Body weight is a big thing. So I probably got about 75 to 100 pounds on Kathy.
I'm just kidding.
No, but seriously, Kathy, how much do you weigh?
Jason, I just want to, you know, I don't want to touch that tube if Casey's mouth touched it.
No,
yes, that's okay.
Oh, awesome.
Kathy, we have a rectal one for you.
Shall I bend over?
No, he put a fresh one on there. Now, while Kathy is blowing over here,
I want to have a friend that needs to be blown.
You call Kathy. All right, here's what I need to remind you of is that we are giving away the Razor phone from Singular this morning, and all you have to do is email us Mixer, and don't ask why, but Mixer at WMMR.com, and we're going to do drunk dialing with Kathy later on. Now, if she calls your number and you pick up the phone, and this will be before 10 a.m., so give us a number that we can reach you at before 10 a.m., the first thing out of your mouth has to be,
Give me my drink.
Not even hello or anything, and you will win that Razor phone. All right, what did Kathy blow?
Kathy's a bitch.
She's only in 0-1 right now.
Oh, what?
Hold on. How is that possible? Because I weigh a deuce 50?
Well, you need to start drinking up, Kathy.
No, I have like four martinis. I have four boxes. Appletinis in this glass right now.
That is a huge glass.
It's a huge glass.
Start drinking. And give Dave a breathalyzer while you're
I don't like Kathy's tube.
All right, let's see.
He's great because I've been drinking since 9:45 when I arrived at Denim.
But you're a professional.
Yes.
You train for this.
This has to be good.
Right. Dave, turn your head and blow. Shut up. Blow. Come on, go. Go. He's got the thing right there. Let's see what you end up blowing. He drank all night and admittedly should not have driven in. And Jason's a cop, by the way, so.
He's an
officer of the law.
Yeah.
He was.
All right, now listen, while we're getting that ready to go, because it'll take a couple of seconds.
The breathalyzer is on fire right now.
I want to remind you that we do have these exclusive passes to get you into a bleacher area at the Live 8 show. And this is as close to the stage as you can get. What did he blow?
Point
me. The thing is still going up.
Is it still going up?
Oh, it's still going.
Oh, my God.
0.16.
You know what? I
0.17.
I finance my home for less.
0.18. Dude, you're almost in the 2 club.
Dave, we got a ride home for you.
Yeah, we'll get you a ride home, Dave. Yeah. We'll make sure we take care of you.
So anyway, we're gonna
have these. He blew a 2.0. Look at that.
No, 0.20.
Oh, sure. 0.20. Sorry. Yeah.
He blew a 22.7.
But anyway, we're gonna have a chance for you to win these bleacher seats. We're gonna have Casey and Kathy do some games around here in the studio.
Absolutely. And as you remember, though, look at just a little bit that Casey has had, and he's already to the point where it would not be wise to drive.
Now, listen, one of the things that, talking about Live 8, one of the things that we talked about and had concerns with a lot of... That is Nirvana, 93.3 WMMR. President Steve Jones, a little bit after 8 o'clock, Friday morning. Our public service will continue in just a moment, as well as a chance for you to win some fantastic stuff, including being right down front for the Live 8 concert. We will have the details in a little while. We have some VIP slots that are brought to us by our friends at the local Delaware Valley and Volvo retailers. We thank them very, very much for that. We'll have Kathy and Casey help us out in just a couple of minutes, if they can. But let's see if we can get a look at traffic at this point. Kathy, what's going on this morning?
The Pennsylvania Turnpike eastbound.
You can do it.
Don't laugh at me. I'm fine.
It's okay.
I'm fine. Pennsylvania Turnpike eastbound in Norristown. There's an overturned vehicle. Watch for that. The Boulevard southbound approaching Fox Street. There's a mattress on the highway. Ooh.
Someone's taking a snooze.
Go lay down. 95 southbound at the Walt Whitman Bridge is a disabled vehicle. That's been cleared. 202 northbound. 401 to 29 and the Atlantic City Expressway eastbound. We have an overturned vehicle. The Egg Harbor Toll. That's causing a huge problem out there. Just watch for that. The traffic report is brought to you by the Pennsylvania Higher Education Foundation and FIA. Looking for a career where you're in demand, then choose nursing. You're just a few mouth clicks away from starting... What? You're just a few mouse clicks away from starting down the road to a rewarding career. Visit futuresinnursing.org, and that's your traffic on 93.3.
Do you see?
Tell you a bit more!
This is the part of the public service. This is why moderation is important.
Exactly. Yes. And both of them have willingly offered up their bodies
their
so
livers.
We can display this for you.
Precisely.
Thank God I don't have to do traffic twice an hour. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we will continue this experiment in a moment. Can you guys be serious for a moment? Because
Yeah, in fact,
I'm going to walk away from the microphone.
That's probably a good idea. Yeah. Do you guys realize that the USS Cole... Days Grace on 93.3 WMMR. About 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, the Preston and Steve. Friday morning, on the brink of Live Aid, we'll have all your concert coverage live on WMMR beginning tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Steve and I and Casey broadcasting live. The entire MMR air staff will be out there for the entire event through the course of the day, broadcasting
all the coverage you need from all the all the rock acts you want to see. Everything will be covered, or here I should say.
And we will start it beforehand. We'll be bringing you the sights and sounds, my friend.
That's an alcohol free event, by the way.
Of course it is. Let's see what we got going on traffic wise. Kathy Romano with our traffic. What's up, Kathy?
The Pennsylvania Turnpike eastbound approaching Valley Forge is a roll of metal in the right lane. Scary. Watch for that. The Boulevard southbound approaching Fox Street, the center lane, there's a mattress in there in the center lane of the Boulevard. You want to avoid that. Stay to the outer drive. The Schuylkill Expressway in both directions backing up at Belmont, 95 southbound, jams up at Academy. Not looking too bad. Atlantic City Expressway eastbound. Here's where there's a problem. Overturned vehicle approaching the Egg Harbor tolls. There's actually two separate vehicles, but they're both off to the side. This traffic report is brought to you by McDonald's. McDonald's new chicken select premium breast strips, all white meat in 3, 5, and 10-piece quantities served with creamy ranch, spicy buffalo, and tangy honey mustard sauce. New chicken select, perfect for dipping. McDonald's, I'm loving it. That's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
You practiced that, didn't you?
I didn't, but what is the program director doing here? You're not supposed to be in here while this is happening.
Our program director is here?
Yes.
Oh, Bill Weston. Good morning, Bill.
This is just a little quality control.
No, no. Bye-bye.
The quality of your drink and the quality of our broadcast. That's it.
It's just beginning. So
it's just Vox.
Is that all? It's just Vox. What are you drinking now, by the way, Kevin?
I still am on my 4 Vox Appletinis.
4 Vox Appletinis in one glass. She took it. They made her a monster, like 8-ounce glass, as opposed to the standard martini glass, and she's kind of nursing on that. But they have been doing some shots this morning. Casey's starting to get a little bit out of control.
No, yeah. So here's... Hold it up. What we have is Nick is going to step in because Casey, I think, is reaching the point where he can't be behind the board.
Part of Casey's job is to have our sound elements and things ready to go that you hear, music beds and whatnot, and he's starting to lose that responsibility.
Yeah. But he's enjoying life, and it's beautiful to watch.
I actually think he's sloppier than Kathy at this point.
I think so.
She's drinking more.
Oh, sorry.
You're drinking more?
Well, I think I am.
Are you guys at this point, and I haven't been watching, but are they pretty much head-to-head in what they've been drinking?
No.
Kathy kind of slowed down for a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't need to step it up. I'm not going to down this drink of apple martinis. That's what I'm thinking. I'm just thinking that it's dangerous.
Okay. All right.
Steve,
thank you, voice of reason.
Not to. I don't want to waste the Vox vodka, but when we're making your martinis,
you are so dramatic.
I know.
He's Laurence Olivier now.
I need the piss boys. I have to go to the bathroom.
Piss boys.
I think if our bartenders are going to make your martinis, make them one at a time.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Oh, piss boys. They're still here. They're
hanging out
in the other room, actually. They have our buckets with piss on them.
Piss boy.
Written on the side, and they made very...
like the piss boy.
They made very well... I told you right. Not to push that up.
No,
that
no more effects.
No more effects.
Yeah, nothing.
Man, that's enough. Why are you doing that? You know where the levels are. Why are you doing that? I just told you not to do that.
All right.
I feel like I'm talking to my son.
I know. And as soon as you said that, I realized...
You're an idiot?
Yes.
All right. Well, you know what we're going to do? In a few minutes, what we'll do is we'll move Casey around to this side, and Nick, you go over to the other
side.
That's
what we'll do.
Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I think that's probably the way to play. Just before a fire occurs.
Here's what we're going to do. We are going to do a contest right now involving these two. I want to get caller 10 and 11 on the line. 215-263-WMMR is the number. And listen, we have an incredible prize that we're going to give you courtesy of your local local Delaware Valley Volvo retailers. We have these VIP tickets for Live 8 tomorrow.
This is amazing.
There is a special section that is just it's a set of bleachers. It's right down front. Everybody's going to have a difficult time seeing the show tomorrow. I mean, seeing the live stage. You're mainly going to be watching on these big jumbotrons that they have, simply because
there's a huge statue right in front of the stage.
You're going to be obstructed in the view. So we want to have a chance to give some people a chance to be right down front to see this event and to see what's unfolding live on the stage. And what we're going to do, I'm going to have give each Kathy and Casey a tongue twister to recite this morning. I will actually have it written out for you, and then we'll do by crowd applause because we have a ton of people here. I want everybody in the studio.
Come on in.
Everybody who's out in the hallways.
Everybody, come on in.
We have a ton of people in the hallway. Even the piss boys.
Yes,
come on in.
Yes, right to the bathroom.
And by crowd applause, we are going to decide who the winner is of this contest. And we're going to have Kathy is going to play for one caller, and Casey is going to play for another. And whoever wins is going to end up going to the event and being sitting in the VIP section.
One thing we need to be aware of. We are on delay.
Yeah, I told them.
Yeah, okay.
So they know what's going on.
If you, we're aware.
If you start to slip and curse, then we must...
You just stop.
We just have to...
Cut it right off.
If I
right
say
there.
Sugar...
Shut
it's
up.
Going to stop there.
All right, hold on. Let me go to Laura. Hey, Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
Laura, I'm going to give you the choice. Who would you like to play for you, Casey or Kathy?
Kathy.
I'm so going to win.
Okay, so...
Good call.
Laura is there. Hold on just a moment. And then let me go to Dan. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. You guys rock.
Thank you, Dan. All right, you're stuck. You're stuck with Casey, all right?
Yep.
Sorry. Here's what I'm going to do. Hold on just a moment. So if whoever wins this is going to end up getting in the VIP. Let me see.
First of all, I can't
have the right
read.
One? You can't read?
Well, you're just going to have to repeat what you hear. Okay. Preston, you want to read it to them and have them repeat it? Because that one is a mother.
All right, let me. We're going to give this one to Casey. Now listen, listen closely. I'm going to read this ahead again. Mrs. Puggy Wuggy has a square cut punt.
Wait, who's this for?
Oh no!
Who is this for?
Oh no!
That's
for Casey, correct?
Yeah, this
Even
is Casey.
My ears don't hear it right.
Listen, and you know what? I will have him only do the first three lines. All right?
Brilliant.
Okay. All right. It says, let me read the entire thing, okay? Mrs. Puggy Wuggy has a square cut punt, not a punt cut square,
just
a square cut punt.
Oh. Now, Casey, why? Why would
Casey,
you do this to me?
Because you're going to do a marvelous job, but just in case you don't and you slip, just stop talking.
Yes.
All right?
Can you do that?
I think so.
Because you won't. It's a beautiful little saying. I have it over my fireplace.
Now, Kathy, do you want me to wait?
Yeah. No. Give me mine. I want to write it down.
All right. Well, I'm going to give it to you. You don't have to memorize it.
I can read it?
I'm going to hand it to you.
Can you read it in English?
Yes. Yeah. And the one that Kathy is going to have to do is, I slit the sheet and the sheet slit me. The slit in the sheet was slit by me. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's so easy.
Okay. Do you have it? All right. Let me give you this, Kathy. Take that.
Casey, you have Mrs. Punt.
Who was? Yes. So no, Mrs. Screwed. Puggy Wuggy has a square cut punt. Is what he has to say.
I'm amazed, actually, at someone sober could say that without screwing up. So this will be interesting.
Just a square cut punt. All right, who's going to go first? Who would we like to go first?
Casey.
All right, Casey.
No, can we do Kathy?
Take this.
Listen, Kathy is like this.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
Sugar.
All right, here we go. All right, at your own pace. We're not going to make it brutal for you.
You know I don't know how to read anyway.
All right, well, just read it now.
All right.
Little man, public service.
All right, here we go. Mrs. I can't even read this. Here we go. Mrs. Puggy Wuggy had a square cut punt. Not a punt cut square, just a square cut punt.
Hey!
Yeah! Yeah! I didn't say
good. Yeah, that's
that
how good
so
I am.
That was so slow, though.
Oh,
I'm going to be like rapid fire.
Hold on a second. It was a little slow.
Yeah, it was slow, like a little boy.
Wait a second now. Hold up, children. If you want to read it a little faster, Kathy, you'll get bonus points for that.
Yeah, I'm going to get bonus points.
Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Fire away.
Okay. I slid the sheet and the sheet slid me, but the sheet was slid by me!
Yeah!
Wow.
Wow.
That's so
That was so hard.
Casey, can you read it at that speed?
All right. How fast was that?
That was pretty fast.
Mrs. Puggy, welcome to the
Read it the right way.
Try it. I actually, you know what? Even if I were sober.
Just read it the right way.
Sugar.
All right.
Mrs. Puggy.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Mrs. Puggy Wuggy had a cunt.
Whoopsie.
Now, don't say anything. Everyone.
All right, listen.
You did engage the delay this morning, did you not?
Yes, I did. I did, and I asked you guys to not give me anything really that bad.
Right.
No one heard it. Everyone respects you. Steve, you and I have known each other for 8 years.
A long time, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Why would you
Steve?
Put that word in my, even in my vernacular?
There, that's very good, by the way. That's very good.
No, well, we had to determine, we have to have a winner and a loser. So,
yeah, we have to do it.
Damn you!
All right, by crowd applause, only clap for the person you want to win. Everybody in this room, how did Casey do?
Yay!
This is awesome. This is the best ever.
Yeah. By crowd applause, how did Kathy do?
Yeah. I win.
Laura, you're the winner. Congratulations.
Yeah.
All right, Laura, were you planning on going to the Live 8 festivities?
Yes, I was.
You now are going to have the best seat in the house.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You're going to be up on a set of risers that are there, and you will be close down front. You actually see the action live on stage, unlike the rest of us people who will be way in the back and will be watching it on television, basically. So
thank you so much.
No problem. Congratulations. Hang on. Okay. We're going to get some information. Nice job.
I did
nice
job. Good for Lauren.
Yeah, you
Barbara.
Did.
Yeah, you did.
You're doing good,
sister friend.
I'm doing good, lady.
All right. We have to take a break. We will come back in just a moment, and we will breathalyze test these guys and see how they're doing so far. Kildare's is mixing up the drinks this morning. Vox Vodka is here as well, presents, and we will take a break. Don't move.
President Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Funds and Cloud on 93.3 WMMR. About 8:39 with Preston and Steve.
Andrew Grogan rocks!
It is a... sorry. I'm sorry, what were you saying, Casey?
That's a Dave McGrogan rock.
Dave McGrogan rock. Dave is from Kildare's, who is here with us this morning, and they're the ones that are mixing up the drink.
Sure.
Both
doing a damn good job, obviously.
Casey and Kathy. And Box Vodka are here as well this morning, and I think it's starting to spiral downhill at this point.
I think so. You know, we might have made a serious logistical mistake in having the amount of drunk people equal the amount of sober people in the studio.
I agree. Next up.
What's the laugh? I don't know. I have a couple questions for Steve.
Lay it on me, man.
Later on. Right. Later on.
No, now.
Yeah, now.
Well, now I can't think of
them. Major exporter to Brazil.
Kathy, be nice.
No, because he's such an idiot.
What?
So, ask your dumb questions.
Well, no, because we got to do traffic.
No, we don't.
With Kathy Romano.
Kathy Romano.
Casey, this is the 8:30 break. We're not doing traffic here.
We got Hollywood Trust.
Never mind.
Have they been like head to head with the alcohol intake?
No. From what I can tell, yeah.
You don't think so, Case?
He's a poonan. Well, I've been drinking more than him.
Well, we're going to take a breathalyzer test in just a few minutes.
Yeah. Now, Kathy, before we go to trash, though, this was interesting. I wanted to know, you wanted to talk about how stupid he is. Was that it? Something
like that? Sure. Why not? Every day I'm ready for that.
I thought you
an idiot.
Oh, he's an idiot.
No, he's just a complete idiot. What do you want to say, idiot? Just say it. What do you want to ask Steve? Just ask him, idiot.
This doesn't make it easy. It really doesn't.
Look,
you know?
We got these things where you drop the shot in the middle of the Guinness beer. We're going to do
Irish
that.
Irish car bombs.
These are
Let's
Irish car
do
bombs.
That.
All right.
Instead of dummy.
Oh, is he throwing up?
No.
It's coming out of his nose.
Beer.
Hey, Ashley!
Wait, what just happened?
It's like spit hanging from his mouth.
He just passed half a drink through his nose.
For the first time in my life, I can't finish. Hang on.
That has to be painful.
Oh, this does not feel good. Oh, my God.
Look at his face.
What happened?
Well, he just passed a very alcohol heavy drink to his nose.
What was he drinking?
Well, I was just going to sip on my Red Bull and vodka, and then Kathy asked the stupidest question ever.
And it came out of your nose?
And it made me laugh. And I don't even remember what the question was.
And I want my mommy.
What did you ask? Because it was really dumb. It was really dumb. What did you just ask?
I don't ask a dumb question.
All right, well, think about your dumb question.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right. Let's do the trash.
We'll do that. And my guess is that the breathalyzer will yield some interesting results at this point.
I agree.
Oh, I love trash. WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right.
That guy to be trash.
Casey is now, he stopped doing hand signals, he's just yelling.
Do you have your sponsorship in front of you?
No, I don't.
Could you just kick me out?
I know
and
I did.
Trash is brought to you by Valero.
Yeah.
Variety Valero.
All right, yes, stop by any participating Valero retailer and pick up a credit card application to save 5 cents per gallon. New accounts only. Kathy, you're going to help me with this. See the application for details. Valero, value, variety. That's what I wanted. All right, Steve, what's up in the trash?
All right, Michael Jackson and his three children are reportedly vacationing in the tiny Middle East kingdom of Bahrain. Jackson says he's loving being able to just kick back under a shady palm tree, watch the waves roll in, and suck on a pool boy.
Pool boy.
Pool boy. That's a good one. According to their publicist, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner got married Wednesday in the Caribbean. Ben said he knew it was time to get married when he could feel the baby kicking.
Oh,
that was the way to do it. American Idol runner-up Bo Bice tied the knot with his girlfriend Caroline Fisher in their native Alabama. Bice admits that his family did not approve of his mixed marriage because Fisher is not his sister. And finally, a federal judge tossed out a lawsuit against James Brown accusing the Godfather of Soul of sexually assaulting a former 17-year-old employee. Said a triumphant Brown, quote, "The judge realized that I don't sexually abuse women, I shoot them."
Oh.
And that is your Hollywood trash.
All right, thank you very much, Steve. Back to you two for a moment.
Dummy over here. What? We get a car bomb, and yep. Dummy does the shot. Ooh, I just want to do it now while he's doing, you know, Hollywood trash. Yeah, he just does the shot. No, the car bomb is when you drop it in the beer,
right.
In the Guinness beer, and you
right.
drink it.
Right. Yes.
Dummy does just the shot, and he's like, "Do we do it?"
Dummy, by the way, is me, Casey.
And what? What's your excuse?
My excuse is nothing. Listen, I thought about this yesterday.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to walk away off set. Me walking down the street, nobody to talk to.
No. Tell us why you did that shot before you dropped it in the
game. Because I thought we were doing a shot.
Here's what you do. Do the car bomb, and then we're going to do the breathalyzer.
By the way, I love Kildare's. We got Dave here, and he's not getting on my because he's drunker than I am.
Well.
You know what? I am so sorry.
This is a public service, and I'm going to keep the reins on this so that we move along. We're going to do your car bomb right now.
All right. Let me back away, but I love Kildare's and Box Vodka.
Yeah.
Steve, can you call my mom later? Tell her I'm okay.
I'll call your
mom. Listen, you don't have to call her mom. She's at my house.
All right.
It's cool.
All right, ready?
No, please, we're doing it together.
Right. I know! 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, okay. Dave is doing this as well. They're all joining. Oh, dude. Oh, Casey is slamming that.
Right. I win!
Nice!
Thank you.
Not bad at all.
I remember when you yelled, Kathy's off mic a bit.
Polish off her. Those my ears are going to bleed.
On it.
Hey, by the way, you know those four martinis she was talking about earlier?
Yeah. Yes.
Guess how many are left?
One.
Oh, no. Half the glass.
There's about half the glass.
This is what I was talking about. I'm like, a martini is only as good as it is. You know?
Hey!
Listen, I'm bombed.
Wow. Like there's a shot.
But look at that. I mean, come on. Is she going to say, don't you dare.
I have to drive them home.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
actually, you know what? My wife's going to show up later on today.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
All right, good. Because they both have, by the way, designated drivers, so everyone's going to be taken care of. We'll probably get one for Dave, too, and get everyone home safely. But now, you've taken this. Can we do the breathalyzer?
Yeah, let's do that. we have Jason.
Take a sip of water.
Jason is going to.
If you take a sip of water, I'm going to poop my pants.
No, don't do that again.
Okay.
But you can poop your pants if you want to, Casey. Okay, all right, so Casey is going to. Casey's blowing now.
Earlier, what did he blow?
He blew a .07, which was just under the legal limit, and
.08
is the legal limit in Pennsylvania. And now we have Jason Burton, our police officer, is here administering this particular test on both Casey and Kathy. He's looking at the readout. It takes a little while for it to get going. Jason, what's it at this point? Where are we?
We're at 0.05 and climbing steadily.
Okay, 0.05 and climbing steadily. All right. That means he's going to be pretty drunk.
So we can't drive home.
No.
Let's see if I can drive home.
yeah, Kathy.
All right. Can I ride?
Is it still climbing?
We're still climbing.
How long does the average readout, how long does it take?
5-10 seconds.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. What's it at now?
We're at 1-1.
1-1. You're over.
Okay.
You're over.
Legal limit. That's too good. Seriously, if it was a .09, I'd be pissed.
Yeah. Why would you be pissed?
Because I'm doing work, man.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You feel pretty good about it?
You have a public service announcement here.
All right.
Kathy,
are we still climbing?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
What are we at?
It's not unbelievable.
We're not talking to you, Casey. What are we at here?
1-3.
A 1-3.
My turn.
Yep.
Have you ever taken a breathalyzer before, Case?
First time ever was at my senior prom.
Really?
Yeah.
Before you could attend?
Yeah. Well, that was just the thing. Yeah, that was the thing.
It was the rage. Yeah. All the kids were doing it.
All right. And Jason, did he top out?
Yeah.
Dave, if you could just step back a bit.
Over here, Dave.
At least a 1-3.
A 1-3. All right, and
I have to blow in one each time I get in my car and start it.
Hey, wait, you do not.
Dave, just step back a bit. Let Jason get in there so we can get him on mic.
Back off, bitch!
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Kathy?
Back off, bitch! How long got the blow for? I don't like blowing for
question
too long.
Question often heard at the Romano house.
How long do you usually blow?
I don't know. How long do I have to blow for? It depends on what Jason dinner. Wants.
It depends on what Jason wants.
How long do you want me to blow for?
At least 3 seconds.
Okay, hold on.
3 seconds gives you an accurate reading.
Okay, ready? I need to take a deep breath.
Real quick, just because this was a competition earlier, what was I at?
You were at a 1-3.
A 1-3.
One, three.
Point, I blew good.
.13. And now we're going to see what Kathy, she is going ahead and she's blown into the device, and it takes a few seconds. It gives you the readout as it leads up.
It's broken.
Hey, by the way, we got to do our drunk dial in a little while and give away that Razor phone that we have from Singular. If you've emailed us mixer@WMMR.com, you may receive a drunk dial from Kathy in just a little bit. And if you answer the phone in the first thing you say is, give me my drink, you'll end up winning. Kathy, what are you doing?
I'm driving home, pretty much.
No.
Seriously.
What are you talking about? You talking about your numbers over there?
Yeah.
Still going up, isn't it, Jason?
Oh, what are you talking about?
0.10 and rising.
0.10 and rising.
Yep.
What does that mean?
You're way beyond. And 0.08 is illegal.
And that shot
and it's still rising.
Yeah, really
not getting any colder.
And where are you at now?
0.11.
0.11.
And that shot in front of you is not getting any colder.
Still climbing.
Here you go, Kathy.
All right, let's see.
Me and Kathy are going to do a shot.
You know what, though? The amazing part was, is just with very little, they were already, like Casey was at the legal limit earlier today, just with, what, one drink and a shot?
Two drinks and two sips.
Oh, and by the way, I forgot we've gotten plenty of emails from people who said that those who are listening on the web were treated to the non-delayed version of the tongue twister competition.
Lucky them. You're a pro.
Oh, that's fucking great.
You're a pervert.
Oh, you're hysterical, Case.
No, I'm not.
Let's pull the mic away from...
All right, drink up, guys. Drink up. They got shots in front of them. Here we go. And Jason, what do we have so far? Where are they at?
Kathy's a 1-2.
1-2. Okay.
Casey is still over Kathy by 10.
Yes.
Or a 100th, I guess. So,
still ahead of
you're
Casey.
You're still winning.
All right,
listen. The hell was that noise?
Dave is blowing a breath. He's taking a breathalyzer test as well.
What noises are you making over there?
I don't know. Was it in his ass? What was that sound?
That was me. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Kathy.
Right.
What was that?
I took a shot. Yuck.
that was a very.
It was strong. Shot. It was strong. I'm sorry.
All right. Okay, that's all right. Hey, you know what? We have our fireworks guy on the line.
Excellent. I've been waiting for this.
We want to talk to him. No, yes. Actually, his name is Ken Casey.
Oh.
His name is
Jim
Ken. It's Ken. And what was the little gesture you were making?
I was just saying, you know what? Maybe we should do this. We should take a break and then come back.
You think you're...
maybe you should shut up.
You're well enough to make that decision.
Listen, I'm sitting on this side of the apparatus.
So do
here.
Nothing.
So I'm going to do nothing.
But I'm just saying, like, listen, it's 8:52.
Wait
right
a second.
Now.
What is Dave at?
Dave from Kildare's point, a 0.26.
Yeah!
So
he's Irish.
He is absolutely...
I am so much better than you guys.
He is killing you guys in that.
Jesus.
Kathy, you not happy with him?
Well... No, here's the problem. I would never chew like that if it wasn't.
Well, you're chewing like that now. Sure. If it wasn't what?
But listen, no. He has an advantage.
Hold on. Will you do me a favor? Will you two kiss right now?
Oh, God. You want me to kill myself?
Yeah. Seriously, we... Honestly.
Let's kiss and I'll swan dive off the building with
Steve. Why don't you guys kiss right now? I know, like, we know there's been sexual tension
French.
Between you two for a long time.
Like German?
She's putting her foot in front of Casey. Oh,
oh,
Casey's licking the bottom of her shoe.
Nasty.
That's disgusting.
I hate you.
No, I love you so much.
No, I hate you.
And listen, it's important that you know this.
Oh my God!
She just slapped him in the face.
The sound you just heard was Kathy smacking Casey in the face.
But that will not deter me from exclaiming my love.
Exclaiming your love?
What is the word?
Escalating your love.
Escalating. Elevating my love for Kathy Romano.
Yeah?
I love
Boom!
You. Not really. Seriously. No way. She's hot and everything like that, but I'm just too big of a slob, right? Right? Right?
I thought you were going to say celebrity.
Well, that too, right?
Because
you and Mo Cheeks will never happen, right?
Huh?
What have you
okay.
What have you heard, Casey?
I have not heard anything, and this break is going in the wrong direction, so I'm going to throw it over to... Hey, this is Preston Elliott on WMMR.
You're throwing it over to me?
Yeah. Yeah, I did the right thing, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Aww,
we'll come back with Jim, the flowers guy.
Or Ken. His name is Ken.
So what?
All right.
He's got a big boom for you.
Right, here's what we'll do. We'll take a break. We'll come back right after these commercials. Ken, who is at Citizens Bank Park, is going to fire off the five-inch salute firework for us. Casey and Kathy, let's continue.
You bitch!
We'll be back in just a moment. Don't move.
Now, more with Preston and Steve. Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
All right. It is 9 o'clock on the nose for the Preston and Steve show.
I love Volvo.
Friday morning. You love Volvo, Casey?
I do.
Yeah? Why do you love Volvo?
For many different reasons. Even though I don't drive one now, I was trying to get myself an XC90, yeah, which is the SUV. Because it's a safe car.
All right, let's get a look at traffic and see what's going on.
Right.
Yeah, I was trying to buy some time for my girl over here.
I don't even know if all those.
She has no idea what she's about to talk about. Now, here's the thing. Kathy hates my guts right now for some reason. And I'm really trying to help her out.
I know, it's beautiful.
It is.
It is wonderful. What if we look at the
giving? Digging through the trash.
On the mic.
Okay, so listen.
So listen.
Atlantic City Expressway eastbound. I'm going to read you what I have here just because it's
funny. No, I have it.
Okay, listen. We got delays. Wait, no. We got delays at the Egg Harbor tolls.
Tolls?
That's what it says, but it's tolls. Both accidents have been cleared. Apparently, there
print
was
that
two?
Screen now, because I bet you it says tolls.
No, it says tolls. Eastbound, the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Oh, no! Scooby.
What's wrong on the...
Valley Forge, there's a spilled load.
A spilled load?
Really?
Oh, no, but this is serious for people traveling on the turnpike eastbound. Okay. The truck has spilled its load in the right lane. It's a roll of tin.
A roll of tin?
Yes, if you're searching for tin, go to the Pennsylvania Turnpike eastbound near Valley Forge.
And grab it up.
Yeah. Germantown Pike, the lights are not working at Pleasant Avenue. Oh, that could be a crap shoot. Hold on.
Yeah. wait, pause. It's fine.
Yeah, eastbound slowing Girard to Spring Garden, and obviously that's because of the Live 8 preparations down in the city at the Art Museum area. I mean, that would just be obvious, because, you know, if you're traveling on the Schuylkill Expressway, no, come on, don't be an idiot, both of you, Preston and Steve. If you're going on eastbound on the Schuylkill Expressway, and you're going to get off at...
Where?
The zoo?
Yeah.
No, okay, but it's slowing. What I'm saying is that it's slowing from Girard to Spring Garden. And if you get to Spring Garden, okay, so if you get to Spring Garden...
This
you
is the first time we've ever run out of traffic music. In the 8 or 9 years that we've been doing the show, I've never run out of traffic music.
And how long has that been?
Shut up, Casey.
We're going to release this traffic on an ATV set.
I asked Preston.
I'll be quick.
Yeah. Like,
I said 8 or 9 years.
No. How long is that actual piece of music?
Oh, I don't know. It's several minutes long.
Who cares? Listen, I'm going to finish my damn traffic.
All right, go ahead. The fireworks guy on the line.
Come on. All right, quickly. But what I'm saying is that if you're traveling eastbound on the Schuylkill Expressway, slow from Girard to Spring Garden. But probably my estimation would be that it's slow because the stuff is happening all at the Art Museum area.
The Live Aid perforations.
So if you want to get off of eastbound Schuylkill at the Spring Garden or westbound, or Kelly Drive, or whatever it is, you're getting off in that area. It's slow, because guess what's happening? There's all kinds of... And this traffic report is brought to you by Volkswagen Service. It's time for your Volkswagen Summer Reality Check. Visit your Volkswagen Service store today for a free multi-point inspection and 20% off.
Yeah, no, keep going.
And 20% off.
The blind leading the blind.
No! Steve, shut up! And a 20% off of a synthetic oil change now through July 31st.
So, Kathy,
and that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah, no, I have nothing else to say.
She wants it quiet.
Steve.
What?
I'm so scared. I just want Steve is here with me.
I'm behind you. My pants off.
You help me out during hard times.
I've been there for you.
I love you.
I love you too. Kathy, I'm just going to put you in the right speaker, and I'll put Steve in the left speaker. All right, now try it.
Here we go. Steve, are you there?
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
Keep me safe through hard times.
Let's speak a little bit.
Okay. Can Claire come?
Can you do me a favor?
Fine, yeah, sure.
Can you repeat the traffic? I missed the last 20 minutes.
Yes, give us the traffic.
No, we have
things to blow up.
We have our guest on the line. Man, he's been on the phone for like a half hour waiting for you.
So what? That was funny.
Waiting for you drunkards to get done, but we have him. We have him on the line, and this is the same Ken that's helped us out year after year, right?
I thought his name was Jim.
No, it's Ken.
Ken has been great with us.
He is actually from Pyrotechnico out of Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Please welcome Ken Firstoff to the show. Hey, Ken. Ken.
Hey, how are you doing?
Wait, hold on. Ken, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm calling in to apply for the driver's position.
We may very well need it, my friend. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Of Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Thank you very much, Ken. Ken Firstoff, thank you very much for being on the show this morning. And Ken... It's the mating call.
Friggin' real.
You know, but I think they're both about the same level now. I think they're at the same level of inebriation. I think so.
What'd she do?
Did you see the face?
Yeah.
That she was just making.
Devious. I'm being very nice.
I'm just commenting. Listen. You both seem to be equal in your inebriation.
Whatever. Listen. When are we doing the tricycle race?
We're coming up in a bit.
Because that will show our intelligence, our
physical acuity,
flaglagence.
Anyway, it was the I'm talking depressed.
That was when she was sober.
Just so you two.
And by the way, is there anything that you guys want to, you know, get out in the open?
Absolutely,
right
I hate.
Sort of.
No, go ahead. Well, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, is there anything that you'd like, and since you're in this kind of, you know, loose tongue stage right now, is there anything that you want to say to anybody that's been on your mind for a while?
Can I stand on my chair and strip?
Yes.
Taking up a goat.
I think we might want
that. I want to let Kathy go first.
Okay.
You know, Dave, that's my full drink, dude.
I pretty much can't stand Casey.
Yes. And?
Do you want me to go through everybody?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Okay, awesome. I don't like Casey. Nick, he's like salt or pepper, salt or pepper.
You mean like the singing group?
Kind of.
Okay.
Well, it's like, you know, okay, if you have something to eat, do you want salt, do you want pepper?
Oh, okay.
No, it's usually salt. So you're so stupid that you don't even know
Nick
salt
is
or
like
sweet.
Salt or pepper, salt or pepper.
Okay,
like, what do you want?
Dumb.
Do you want salt or pepper, salt or pepper?
Is that a compliment?
Depends on if you're salt or pepper. Salt
okay,
or pepper.
What about Preston?
Preston, I'll take in any situation.
Preston, you'll take me in any situation?
Yeah, because it's fun. It's like, ooh, salt and pepper.
I'm salt and
so
pepper.
So with Nick, you have to decide whether it's going to be
exactly.
salt or pepper.
Exactly.
Preston is both salt and
right.
pepper.
Okay. What about Steve? Is he like Tabasco sauce
ooh.
Or what?
Steve's like an enema, kind of.
Is that because I'm always up your ass?
Oh, good Lord.
No, Steve is great. He's awesome. I love him. But he just doesn't really like us.
Wow.
Yeah, he's like, I get like the vibe, ooh, shut up, you drunk idiot.
No, I would never say that.
Shut
it's
up.
Kind of funny, man.
No, I love Steve and his enema.
If this is an opening, I might as well give it a shot. Can we send Joe out for some Fleet enemas?
Casey, do you want to assess everyone in the room?
Yeah, that's a lot to chew. That's a lot to chew.
I know. Well, would it help if we got you some salt and pepper?
It would help if you gave me some.
That's a lot to chew, man.
Stem cell research?
Yeah. Something to chew on. Kathy, you actually laid a lot on the table. Sugar.
What do you want?
I don't even know how to respond.
Because
actually, you know what?
What?
A lot of what Kathy said was true.
Really?
Yeah.
No, guys.
So you're agreeing with her that Nick is salt or pepper, and I'm salt and pepper.
Well, and I'm enemas.
And Steve is enemas.
For myself, because Preston, I've been with you since '98. Steve, I've been with you since you came on the Y100.
A long time ago.
Acid, I've been with you forever. Danger.
Stop it! I'm killing the music. Come on.
Oh, dude, I was about to go into
Come
something.
We don't
have
time for
awesome.
You being an idiot.
Me and you, fish, life. Can I be...
Go ahead, come on. No, stop doing that.
Okay. You know what? Actually, it's funny that Kathy should say something like that about Steve, which I never, ever expected.
Mm-hmm.
But Steve is... And he makes jokes about this all the time. Steve is vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry all mixed in one, and you never know what you're gonna get, dude. Forrest Gump.
It's in an enema bag.
No, Steve. I love hanging out with you. Like, honestly, if I didn't get hooked up with you at some point in my life, which I did, I got really, really lucky, and so did Preston. All right. We all did.
Dude, leave the microphone alone.
Okay.
Stop moving it around.
Oh, okay.
Stop moving it around.
Idiot.
But we all got lucky. We somehow met this guy,
right.
Steve Morrison.
Right.
Who is the fastest, quickest person I've ever met in my entire life.
Well, thank you very much.
Which don't thank yourself too often.
Because not that great.
As far as radio is concerned, you are the fastest person I've ever met. But in personal conversation, it kind of sucks talking to this guy. Because he kills your jokes for you, you know? I leave the jokes wide open for
you. Because you're so funny.
No, but I may have a stupid joke about something stupid that I've done, and I've done a lot of stupid things in my day.
Uh-huh.
But, dude, Steve is so fast. He's too fast. That's the only complaint I have about... No.
I think you're right.
No.
I know what you're saying.
Only person who can respond to this is your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Claire, I mean...
She loves Box Apple
Teenies!
Yes, she does.
I can't
argue that at all.
Steve, listen, I'm not going to blow you here. I'll blow you later. But, Steve, you are so funny. It's not even...
If you have a friend that needs to be blown, you call Preston.
It's not even funny,
well,
man.
Well, thank you.
I mean, like, we have to give you, like, just, like, a little theme. A tiny little theme.
Like,
just a mini theme. And you just...
There's a theme.
I'm going to take you, Mr. Safari.
All right, anyway, go ahead.
That was me, not Steve.
No, I know.
If you're laughing, that's Steve Morrison. If you're not laughing, that's Casey Boy. Actually, let me do that now.
Right,
for anybody in their cars right now, if you ever hear a joke and you're not laughing at it, that's Casey.
I don't think that's the truth, Casey.
I do!
I think we'll all agree here that Casey has said some hilarious stuff.
I agree.
I think you're being hard on yourself.
Oh,
that was funny.
That was hilarious. Well, that was by accident. I didn't mean to do that. No, but Steve, you were just the honest.
I'm just listening to Casey. I'll meet you behind the dumpster in a few minutes.
I'm scared.
I'll meet you up on the roof.
Steve, I'm scared.
We'll both do a jackknife into the parking lot.
I fell.
Oh, is that him?
I fell into my own trap.
What trap is that, Casey?
Well, listen.
Mm. Yeah.
I've talked entirely too much. Shoot. Like, I'm sitting here now, I'm staring at the ceiling, all right? There are about 25 people around me, and all I can do is stare at the ceiling and realize I've said too much.
You know what I'll say for you guys?
What?
It is a very courageous thing to be the only people getting bombed, except for Dave.
In a room.
And have people sober around you chronicling what you're doing. So that's very cool.
See, that's the thing. Like, I just know how comedic Steve Morrison is.
We're still on Steve?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, I haven't even gotten to my animal. Listen, I was blowing Steve for the last, like, hour.
No.
I just wanted... I want Steve to know how much I respect his comedy.
Well, thank you. I That means a lot to me.
Sugar! Because that was my intention, even though I don't remember it. That was my intention.
I've been trying not to talk too much when I say something.
I'm sure, sorry, Casey. That was
you
so
your mouth,
funny.
And you already said you were blowing Steve for an hour, and I got to wait. Can you wave your mouth? And
I can't wait. Steve's awesome.
Thank
Steve
you.
Is, like, that's basically what I wanted to try and get at, is, like, Steve is
So when you guys think this is going
to
be over?
We have to take a break. It is... We've lost control.
I think we have.
All right.
I'm sorry.
As far as the public service, I think we're doing a good job.
I think we're demonstrating a point. We'll take a break. You still want to do the... we got to do the drunk call.
Oh,
we
got
to do the drunk call, and we
tricycle
have to do the
race.
Tricycle race.
All right. We'll come back in a second right after these commercials.
All right, by 9:24, Preston and Steve, we're running late. Our speakers, obviously.
Yeah, you're losing control.
And the public service continues. Casey Boy and Kathy Romano showing you what not to do, and that is to be irresponsible with alcohol. You never want to do that.
Right, exactly.
And that's one of the reasons why we're doing this morning. We will give away, we'll do Kathy's drunk call in a minute. We got to give her the razor phone away for the drunk dialing. So hopefully you've emailed us at Mixer at WNMR.com. And don't forget, when you answer your phone, the first thing you have to say is, give me my drink.
Say it, Kathy.
Give me my drink!
Give us your eyes.
That's what you have to say.
That's it.
And just like that, and
raise the pace.
You will win. All right, and but before we do that, we have another contest that we're going to do with these two drunkards, and that is, we're going to give away the yet another pair of passes for you to have the perfect spot for the Live 8 concert, and this is like right down front. This is like right down front, and a bleacher seats that they have set up. You will be able to see. I want to take caller 5 and 6. All right, 215-263-WMMR. We're going to have Casey and Kathy are both going to be racing for someone, and I'll tell you what exactly Jesus they're going to be doing in just a moment. You guys, what do you have going on over there?
Nothing. Kathy's a slut, and I'm about to do a drink. I don't know what this is. It's got some colorful flavors to it.
Should we cut them off soon?
Wait, no,
I think
what's wrong with you, Daddy?
Thank you, Kathy.
I think we might want to cut them off.
I think we cut them off in just a little bit, yes.
Yeah.
Shut up, Steve.
Enema to you.
What are we doing?
We're going to do a race. I'm going to explain it.
No, shush. Listen.
But Kathy, we're
shut
only doing...
Shut up! I have a shot in front of me.
Okay. This will be the last
Mommy.
One, then.
What do I... Okay, so we got, like, a couple things going on. What am I doing? What's happening? Am I doing
this
shot?
Take your...
Should I do...
All right. Don't start the whispering thing again.
Take the shot.
Shut up, Preston. I'm not. I'm talking to Steve.
Yes, Kathy.
Should I do the shot?
Do the shot, okay. And then we're going to do the tricycle race.
Do you know that I love you and not Preston?
Oh. I didn't know that, but that's okay.
Okay, because I love you more than Preston.
You need a stereo radio in order to understand what's
Preston.
Going on.
I never, ever mean to know.
Here comes Dave, the voice of reason.
By the way,
hold on,
Casey. That mic is pointed the wrong direction.
Oh,
all right,
great.
You need to flip it around.
Thank you.
Flip it around. Joe, help him with it.
There you go, Joe.
That's better.
Can I just say that, Casey?
Dave from Kildare.
Casey just took a Tequila Sunrise and mixed it with a SoCo Lime.
It's
going to
be ugly.
I think at this point, just a little bit more, and then we stop. Now, Preston, we're going to do the
Casey, that's enough, man.
Still drive more home.
You need to stop drinking.
Oh, yeah. Are you joking? Shut up, Preston.
That's what I'm wondering.
Preston, they haven't even gotten lit yet.
You guys, you can't tell that you've had enough at this point?
You know what's funny is, like, you told me to stop. I was trying to cut that shot in half.
Oh, God. The both of you. All three of you.
Cheers. All right. Are you ready? Let's get our callers on the line.
All right.
They're doing more shots. I have Ryan. Hey, Ryan. How you doing, man?
Oh, my God. Actually, it's a girl.
Oh,
and
how you doing, Ryan?
My heart is racing a mile a minute right now.
My heart is racing a mile a minute right now.
I'm getting ready to start drinking, too.
Seriously, it's way too late.
All right, now, hold on. Let me talk to her.
Quiet.
Ryan, what we're going to do is, since you were our first caller in the series of callers that we had, we are going to have Casey and Kathy there. Each going to do a tricycle race down the hallways of the WMMR studios.
Oh, that's new.
And we're going to time this, and we're going to see who makes it quicker. Who do you think? Who would you like to choose to play for you?
Well, my heart totally went out to Casey Boy with his heartfelt, you know, I'm not cool enough, I'm not as cool as Steve, so I'm going to say Casey.
All right.
Wow.
Well, okay. I guess you're going to lose
Casey,
then.
Casey, you stole her heart. You stole her heart with your
soliloquy. What's amazing is, like, I already knew I wasn't as cool as Steve.
That's a shame that you're going to lose.
Ryan, hang on, okay.
Yeah. See, I'm like the Fonz.
Well, where's the winner? Let's get her on.
Let me go to John. It's a guy. Hey, John, how you doing?
I mean, you guys rock.
Thank you.
Rock and roll!
All right, John, you're going to have Kathy as your racing partner here.
She did pretty good with the tongue twister.
Yes, she did. She won the tongue twister contest.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so,
hold on.
We have our contestants.
We have our
people that they're playing for at home.
We do.
Should we set up? Are you going to do the music news?
No, we're ready. We're ready to go. I'm going to give you a seat because we need to hurry up.
All right. What are we doing? Yeah.
See if that microphone works. We're going to take you guys down the hall, and we're gonna do one at a time. We'll go Casey first.
Next break. Next break. Let's listen. I'm sorry, Preston.
I'm sorry.
Why don't we?
I have no idea what you're doing over there on the side of your board, but, like, we got to go to commercial. Whatever you want to do, I'm sorry. Whoever's listening, your car.
Even in this inebriated state, he is the professional producer.
Blame it on the drunk guy. Blame it on the drunk guy. But we need to do what we need to do.
The question is, are you ready to listen to him in this state of mind?
Yes.
What do you think I should do?
I trust Casey implicitly.
If you don't listen to me, I'm gonna freak. I'll freak.
You're gonna freak?
Yeah. I will not do this, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
We have to do it.
And Nick votes for Casey as well.
I'm sorry. To anybody who hates corporate sponsors, sorry!
Shut the monkey up, please.
Yeah, but listen,
in 4 minutes, we'll be with you. Preston, you can...
I'm turning the mic.
If we're looking to make up time, we've got it. I think we should follow Casey's advice.
All right, so you're saying take a break.
I think so.
Caller, stay on the line.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I turned your mic off, okay? All right. Because we have to have some semblance of order here for just a moment. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back in just a second, and we will get our contest going. We'll come back right after these commercials. We have our contestants ready. And we're still going to do Kathy's drunk dial in a moment, so... Somebody may win as well. We'll be back in a second. Don't move.
More with Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Oh, my God. Here's 9:35 with the Preston and Steve show. And that was Casey all by himself.
That was actually my voice.
That was your voice. Casey is, what are you doing with the candles? Why do you have those?
Shut up! That's what I have to say.
Okay.
No, actually, no. That was kind of weird.
Like five different people screaming.
It sounds like different people in my voice.
Get out of the studio. Get out of the studio right now.
All right.
You need to go.
Right, send Casey down to the starting line.
All right. I have Steve, who is in our sales department right now, and we're about to find out. Casey, get out of the freaking studio. Take your headphones off and leave.
All right. Come on down here, Casey. Casey, we have a puppy down here.
Oh, my God. What did he break? What did he just break? What is that? Jason, what did... Oh, no.
What?
That's Pierre's.
What'd he break?
He broke one of the candles and the candle holder. You know, Uncle Pierre is really going to chastise these kids when he gets in. You know that, Steve.
Yes, he is. You know, I actually... Are we losing? Are we, okay, there we go.
There you go.
I'm using my foot as a wheel chock because Kathy is attempting to ride this tricycle, and she's ramming it over my foot. Her head is now bouncing off my crotch as I'm trying to stop her from starting the race right now.
And she doesn't want to comply at this point.
No, she doesn't want to comply.
All right, she's down in the sales department. We have a tricycle that my three-year-old uses.
Right.
And I brought that in, and what we're going to do is have... She is going to race down the hallway and into the studio. The finish line is the studio door. When she makes it in, we'll check her time, and then Casey gets to go.
She's literally punching my friggin' leg.
Kathy,
how do you feel about this race? You good?
I feel like you should get your goddamn leg away from my wheel.
Oh, we're going to start it officially so we can get you a time so you can win that. You can win that special prize we have for you, Kathy.
For listener John.
All right.
By the way, is going to win the VIP passes that we have for Live Aid. Are you ready?
She's biting at the bit, Preston. We got it. We got to do this. All right.
Are you ready?
I'm gonna give it 3, 2, 1. I'm gonna remove my foot, and Kathy takes off. All right.
Okay. Let's go.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go. All right. Kathy's moving along at an incredibly quirky-like pace. She just fell over. Kathy, get up. Come on. She actually drove into the wall. She is now floundering here. Here you go. Come on up, Kathy. You have another 8 feet to go. That should take about a month. All right, she's trying to sit down. She's back on the tricycle. She's moving along. She's pedaling.
Move.
Come on. Go. Come on. You can do it, Kathy.
Guys, move out of the doorway. Move.
All right.
Preston! I'm coming!
All right, Kat. All right, come on.
Yeah! Right there. 42 seconds it took her to make it all the way from our sales department here in the MMR studios into the studio. Now Kathy can come in and reset that for me, Nick, please. Kathy, about your amazing race, how did you do?
That was hard.
You know, Preston, I tried to tell Kathy she didn't need to actually paddle. She could have moved it with her feet, but yeah, she was determined to do it.
All right.
Full-blown style, so.
Let's go down, back down to the start line, Steve, and let's get ready for Casey Boy. Is somebody taking the tricycle back down there for
Tricycle's you? Tricycle's back down and ready at the starting point.
Okay. I think Casey is starting to border on evil drunk, on the evil Casey.
You think I think he's contemplative drunk at this point.
He was starting to get kind of nasty when we were off air in here just a moment
was
ago.
Was he?
Yeah, he was. He was. So let's
when
see.
He starts talking about the devil, you know it's time to stop.
Talking about what?
The devil.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably not ready.
All right, we're actually trying to locate Casey.
Oh, no. Dude, he wanted to smoke a cigarette in the studio.
No, yeah. You see, the mistake is that to get him anywhere, you have to tell him there's a puppy there. And then it works.
And he kept saying that he wanted to sneak off and go have a cigarette. And I said, no, he can't do it. So you know what? He probably did.
Is he? You think he's downstairs? Either
that or he went in the bathroom or something like that. Send
someone
Joe.
Get a stun gun for Kathy?
Send Joe to go look in the bathroom, Steve.
All right. He's looking. Cat. Washing his.
Wait, all right. Steve, you're breaking up.
All right. He's washing his hands. I'm stopping Cat. He's going to beat the piss out of my leg again.
Oh,
wait. All right, so Kat, why is he washing his hands? Is that his ritual before he drives a tricycle?
He's smoking in the bathroom, I'll bet you.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, that's illegal.
Yep, I'll bet
you're doing that. All right. She's actually butting me like a rhino here.
Is somebody getting video of this, please?
Yes, Casey, come down here. Kathy, it's time for Casey to race. There's more alcohol in the studio.
No, don't let her come back down.
There's more Appletinis down there.
Don't let her come back down here, please. Steve?
Wait.
You're breaking up.
All right, all right.
We got to hurry this up, man. I think we're losing your battery.
Yeah, come on. Casey, get up.
Oh!
It's actually been a wipeout before he even got on the tricycle. All right, here we go.
All right, you ready?
All right, come on, Casey. You ready to go? Wait, all right, we're losing you. All right. All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
It's got to be 42 seconds.
Wait, Casey is cheating.
What's he doing?
He is just running along with the tricycle.
You can't do that.
They're actually fist fighting.
Oh, my
now.
God.
They're actually brawling.
Easy. Dude, they're going to knock that thing off the wall.
They're now on the floor making sweet, sweet love.
There's this commemorative MMR framed very nice thing that might get knocked
off the wall. There used to be a commemorative MMR thing on the wall.
Oh, no.
All right. Now they're literally on the floor simulating dry humping.
Well,
I would say that Kathy won that.
I'd have to say that Kathy won that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, you know, by default, by disqualification.
Strict rules of tricycle, Preston.
Casey loses that, so let me go to the phones. Hey, John, are you there?
Yeah.
John, you're our winner.
Awesome. Tell Kathy I said she rocks.
Yeah, Kathy, John says you rock. Wait, here you go. What are you guys doing down here?
Fuck yeah!
What'd she say? All right.
Are they making out?
They're actually sprawled on the floor.
Hold on a second. John, courtesy of our friends at your local Delaware Valley Volvo retailers, we're going to put you right down front for Live 8, okay,
awesome,
my friend?
That's awesome.
All right, hang on the line. We'll get some information.
She's actually punching Casey.
Oh, my God.
All right.
All right, you know what? We've got this has gotten completely out of control.
Do you know what we need? We need rope and handcuffs. Here, I'm coming on the regular mic here. Not coming on it, but I'm walking over to it.
Do we have a sponsor? Sorry. We have to do the bizarre file, Steve, and we got to do it right now. And then we got to break and come back, and we have to finish it. We haven't done our drunk dial call yet. Our program director, Bill Weston, just walked in. This is probably the last Preston and Steve show that you'll ever hear on WMMR. Oh.
He got to witness it. Is this had you even assumed that Kathy and, Casey, I figured you assumed this. But
you know,
Kathy.
I know the sailors are in town with USS Coral.
Yeah.
Are you talking about a sailor's mouth on that woman. Holy
I'm
moly.
Telling you. She said something off air that I never have heard cross a woman's mouth. I can't repeat it here, but if you email me, maybe I'll tell
yes.
you. But it's gotten completely out of control, and we're cutting them off. There's
no more booze, Kathy. No, well, they're
gone.
They're in another wing.
They're actually riding the tricycle
office.
Around the building.
All right, we have to do the bizarre file. Right. Let's do that.
WMMR presents Preston Steve's Bizarre File.
We're doing the bizarre file, Casey.
All right.
You all right with that?
Okay, he's okay.
He's not.
He's in his happy place now.
All right, let me.
Bill, will you want to sit in on this?
By the way, the Bizarre File this morning is brought to you by Valero. Drop by any participating Valero retailer and pick up a
credit. Yeah, you're so awesome, Cappy.
Pick up a credit card application to save 5 cents per gallon. New accounts only. See application for details. Valero, value, variety, vroom. We'll start with this story. A 73-year-old San Diego woman fought off a man who tried to steal her dog by beating him with a bag of books and kicking him in the groin. The woman was pushing a shopping cart around 10:45 p.m. Tuesday when a man on a bicycle snatched the bag from her cart and contained her 12-year-old Yorkshire Terrier. It actually had a dog inside of it. It's not clear whether the man realized that there was an animal in there or not. Kathy is dancing erotically.
Doesn't matter. She's still a bitch. Kathy, you really, really...
No!
I'm sorry, guys.
Okay.
At this point, Kathy, with what I'm about to say, you need to come up with a good story.
There goes.
Oh my God!
Oh. He just slapped him in the face
she
again.
She just hit him.
Where are my headphones?
She just hit him hard in the face.
Sugar! I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. No.
I'm supposed to say something.
Slapped again.
Kathy, hold on.
Hold on.
Kathy, can he hit you?
No. You can't hit a girl. File?
No, I can't hit her.
No.
Is this Bizarre File?
Yes.
Yeah, we're done with it. I gave up.
It's over?
Yeah,
it's over.
Oh, my God. That's her headphones.
Yeah, but yeah, seriously, you saw her slap me, right?
Yeah.
We have a police officer here.
If you want to bring charges.
You
want
to press charges?
No, come on. No.
I'm cool.
Shut up about charges.
I want Casey to go away. I want Bill Weston to go away.
She wants our program director to leave.
All right. Well, Christ.
Bill is very impressed by you.
Well, listen.
So what do we do now?
Well, listen. First of all, take that drink out of Casey's hand.
I
you're
know,
done.
Jesus Christ.
You're done. You're cut off. Kathy, you're cut off. You're done.
I'm not cut off anything.
Okay.
I want my drink away!
No. Leave that one drink.
No more. No more. Not even that one drink. Take it away from her, Joe. Take it away from her. Take it away from her.
I didn't
her
do anything
now.
Wrong.
That is enough.
Ha-ha.
You guys have had enough.
All right.
Okay.
Casey, I'm trying to stick up for us. Preston, are you serious?
I'm very serious. You're done.
You know what? Because
you've had enough.
Preston, I mean, Joe, get away. I mix Preston and Joe up.
You mix Preston and our intern Joe up?
Yeah, because they're both annoying.
I thought I was salt and pepper.
Nah, I'm an enema.
Oh,
no. You got a white.
Salt and pepper.
Okay, we got to take a break.
Shush.
We do.
No, I want to talk.
Okay, what do you want to say? Casey, get your hand off of her.
All right.
Hold on. Okay. Was there some kind of a statement you wanted to make?
Yes. Where's Casey's drink?
I told you we're taking. I told you we're taking the drink. Joe, take it away from her.
She's slapping Joe now.
Let's go.
All right. Now don't make a mess. Don't make a mess.
All right. No, Mike.
Kathy, quit hitting him.
Why?
You keep hitting him in the face.
I didn't hit anybody.
You know, not only...
Okay, hit him. I'm tired of that noise. I hit him. I'm sick.
No, hit me, bitch.
No, I tell you
Yeah, hit me, bitch.
She just
guess
laid
what?
Into him twice.
Hey, guess
oh,
what?
Oh, my God.
Yo, guess what? No, seriously.
I feel bad. He's a bitch. Wait, you're a little bitch.
Let him speak.
Listen,
sorry,
we're
little bitch.
For a second.
All right, if we can get serious here, because it's all been fun and games.
Yeah, but if we can get seriously... For a second.
What? All right, we gotta take a break. We have to. We'll do our drunk dial in just a moment. Stay where you are. More of the madness. We'll be right back.
Preston and Steve rock on 93.3 WMMR.
All right.
WMMR. President Steve.
They're beating the crap out of each other.
They're slugging each other. Casey, if you're just tuning in, this is our public service. And I think we have demonstrated our point today.
Yes.
That you must practice moderation when imbibing alcohol. And these two obviously have gone a little bit over the top. They're beating each other up in the studio. And now were they just kissing and making up?
They were kissing and making up.
Yeah. Guys, we're...
Radio.
Yeah, we're back on the air at this point, and do we have the capability to put some of this video on the internet?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
I can only hope so. Okay. We need to do something. We have some official business.
All right, guys,
put your headphones on so you can hear what we're doing. Put your headphones on.
Oh yeah. Goddamn.
Casey, put your. Oh no.
All right.
Kathy just shoved Casey.
Wait. No.
Stop. That's enough.
Stop.
That's enough. No. Casey, let go of her headphones. Sit down over there.
I was trying to be nice.
Casey?
Nick. I was actually trying to say, hey, listen, let me hold on to the headphones and say, hey, chill out.
By the way,
you turned against me. So, Preston, you are my personal enemy.
You know that when people from your sister station start to show up in your studio during the show, that something special is happening, and that's obviously what's going on here. All right, so we need to listen. We got to give away that Razer, singular wireless phone.
No, I just don't want you guys to get hurt.
I want Steve to understand what's going on.
I just don't want you to get hurt.
It's called alcohol.
Yes.
Drunkenness.
Yeah. Alcohol drunkenness.
Okay, so listen.
We got to give away. Hold on.
Right.
No, not yet.
No.
We have a different way we're going to do this. We're going to give away the Razer, okay? Shut up, all right?
I'm bored.
Here's what we got. Well, this is you're doing this, okay?
Yes, you got to pay attention.
I'm bored.
You're the one who's doing this, all right?
Well, I hope it's entertaining.
Where is my liquor?
We are
bullshit.
Whoa. On the radio.
No, stop it.
Right now. Stop it. All right? You're about to cross the line.
First of all, I know.
Okay.
But second of all,
I had
glasses sitting here.
Yes, and I told them to take them away from you.
Tell me first.
You've been cut off.
Really?
You've been cut off, yes.
Okay. I'm fine with that. Okay.
All right.
I'm fine with that, but like the fact that there are
So anyway, I was wondering if you guys would like to collectively, we all get together.
Yeah.
And have a contest.
Oh, you want to do that?
Well, that's actually what we're going to do right now.
No.
Oh, my!
Take the drink away. He's slamming that. Take it away from him.
That's mine.
And you don't get yours.
Who is that bastard? Put that away.
All right, listen. We got to give away this phone, all right? Our friends at Singo Wireless have given us this phone, and we have to give this away.
And this is a great phone. We want to do this right.
Here's what we're going to do. We have Nick is going to randomly draw a phone number from people who have been emailing in this morning, and we're going to do a drunk dial from you two. Okay.
Am I calling? I want to call.
You're going to call. I will dial
No one's winning unless I call.
Casey.
Watch the language.
Casey.
Yes.
We're on.
Leave the studio.
All right.
Okay. Please, take your headphones off.
All right.
Take them off.
Now, but,
no, he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand, guys. Okay, hold on. Let's back up a minute. No.
Lee. Casey. Casey, this is so we all don't get in trouble.
Hold on, can I go?
No, you have to stay.
No! You're doing this contest.
Case.
All right.
Jason, will you escort him out of here, please? Put down your headphones. Our police officer...
Later, Tony.
Our police officer is now...
Can I back the idiot up?
All right.
Please.
All right, he's good.
Hi.
Real good.
You
want
to back the idiot up?
I do, because come on.
What?
Come on.
Well, he cursed.
Feel it.
I can't keep hitting the delay.
Yes.
So.
I would never curse, ever.
He did. That's
right. I would never curse. Come on, don't be an idiot, Preston.
We have to give these away, though.
We got
to
give
them
away.
Shush. No, listen, all I'm saying is that What is that?
We have to call this person.
I know. I want to call.
We're doing the drunk dial.
I'm calling.
Exactly. Are you ready?
Call it.
All right. Here we go.
It's okay.
Do I have to dial 9 to
one,
get out,
no,
Nick?
South,
yes.
Dial 10, and then 1, 8, and then 9.
Nick doesn't know anything. Just say no.
Why is it still a dial tone? Try 9. Oh, up there. Okay. No, that's not working. There we go. All right.
All right, we're going through now. You ready, Kat? You know, he has to answer a certain way.
Or she.
Or she.
Quiet. Quiet. Remember, that, you know what they have to say.
Oh.
Busy.
Sorry, Priest Preston.
Priest Preston?
You're yelling at me like I'm a little child. Don't yell
you know
at me
you
like
the most,
I'm a damn child.
You are the most mature person I've ever met in my life.
Oh, guess what? I hate you. Oh, awesome. Call me later.
Yeah.
Got an email from someone who says they've never been turned on by Kathy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, read that.
I would have read it, but it's in danger of spilling drinks on my computer.
All right, let me try this again. Here we go.
My head hurts.
All right, let's see if we get
a
real.
Is this the person I need to just talk to?
Here we go. Remember how they have to...
You! Stop!
That can't be right. That cannot be right.
People!
Casey?
Yes, what?
Casey?
Yes. Curse, Casey.
Relax a little bit, all right?
All right, all right, all right.
Curse, listen. Casey.
I'm chilled.
Let's go to your happy place.
All right.
All right.
The people suck.
All right.
Like
now we're going to die. Let's try.
Oh, my God. Like, that's all I know how to go on. See, people suck. People suck. Listen, it's nothing against
right.
you.
Call
you. And listen, you know who you are. You suck.
Steve, do you have any concerns that...
Casey, move for a second. I want him to be safe, so right. I think we need...
Oh, he's safe.
Yeah. All right, here we go. We're dialing somebody else.
Hello, is this safe call?
I think Kathy could take a bullet
I'll
and not feel it.
Can I take it from here, guys?
Hold on, let's see if we get a call.
I want to take it from here.
All right, you can take it
from here. All right, so shut your mouth.
No. You know what, Nick? Something's got to be wrong with the phone lines.
Maybe Nick's
can we try a different line?
Alcohol safety info there. We do not serve food.
No. No, Chucks.
All right, hold on. All
right, I got it, guys.
No. Something's wrong with the phone.
Something's wrong with the phone, Nick. Something is wrong with the phone. All right, here's you know what? You know what we need to do while we're doing this? Let's get the letter. Put the letter up on here for me, please.
It's that late in the
night. Dude, it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's so late. It's like 10 o'clock at night.
You're just prattling on and on and on, and we're trying to keep the show moving along here.
Stop.
Hey.
All right, are you ready? Let's do that now.
All right. And Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
The President's Steve Show. Just a second. Don't forget that this phone isn't even in storage yet, but we're giving you a chance to own them. She keeps hitting it.
She keeps beating the crap out.
From Singular Motorola to MMR. Dude, I've turned your mic off.
Turn it back on.
No, I'm not turning it back on. Thank you to the... You know what we have to do?
We have so many people to thank.
Well,
they're idiots.
Well, we have to give away another pair of the passes for the VIP.
That's right.
Let's just take one of these guys. Let's just take Kathy, okay?
Right. I want to play in a game.
No, what we're going
to
do...
We have to leave the studio before midnight.
You know what we're going to do? Hold on. Stop. It took the whole damn show before she finally said that.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's
do a commercial and come back.
No.
Yeah.
Do a commercial and come back.
I think so.
Bring her mic down. All right, dude. There's not much I can do about it. She's yelling that loud. All right. We'll take a break. Give me my commercial. My first commercial up here.
All righty.
If you can find it, Nick.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And we will. Where's Pierre? Is he here yet? We need a voice of reason here.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, listen, we'll come back in a second, and we'll do the final wrap-up, and then Pierre, thank God, will take over. We'll be right back. Don't move.
93.3 WMMR, Philadelphia, the new home of Preston and Steve. MMR rocks.
Okay. We've gone way over our time this morning.
And I think we're...
So what?
When did we lose control?
We lost control probably at about
9:30,
8:20, 8:30, quarter to 9, something like that. Now listen, you guys, you're tearing up the equipment. I want you to be careful with that because I don't want that stuff to come out of your paycheck, all right? And Casey, Casey, not stop grabbing the microphone.
No.
Kathy keeps hitting Casey.
I thought you were saying that I was being nice.
No, let go of it.
You are being nice.
Let go of it. You're being nice, okay? You've been kind of evil drunk today. Casey can barely stand up, and this is why we've done this show, gang, is to show you that you need to drink in moderation or else you end up sloppy like these guys.
But they bravely offered up their own bodies.
Yes. They did this to show you, the people of the Delaware Valley.
Holiday weekend.
Just in case you didn't know what would happen if you drank a lot of booze.
Whatever is that.
All right, Steve, we got to do one more giveaway. Yeah, yeah. Then we got to wrap it up.
No, we need to be involved.
And then Pierre is here.
Right. No, we need to be involved in this dumb giveaway.
You are. Let's do it. You want to do the breathalyzer thing, or do you just want to take a caller?
I would go with the caller just because we're so late.
The problem is, hold on, guys, hold on. The problem is we have a couple of giveaways to do.
I'm sorry, Cranky Pants. I'm sorry, I didn't know it's 10 o'clock. You hit Cranky Pants.
What?
Your call on this question.
I'm sorry, Cranky Pants.
What?
No. Casey, you're
really
an idiot.
No, you're a slut.
Casey can't stand up. You notice this?
Yes.
I mean, he literally cannot stand up.
Your call on this, Preston.
The thing is, we also have front row Nickelback tickets to give away this morning, too.
Oh, I'll take them.
So we have, I tell you what we'll do. I tell you what we'll do. We will take...
So if anybody knows me, call in. You're getting your back ticket. And you win! You win! You win!
Kathy.
Oh.
Casey.
Get out of the studio.
Out of the studio.
Out of the studio.
That's it. You're done.
Bye-bye.
Out. Bye-bye. Now. Oh. Go. Walk. Move. Right now. That's enough. That is enough.
We should be a
little lighter. You dropped a nasty word. And we only have a certain amount of time when we hit that delay button.
And we told you if you were going to curse like that, you would be out of the studio.
Do you think maybe we should be a little late?
I think, you know what I think? I think Casey should be allowed to go home now.
Here's what, Casey, somebody,
Diane, if you want to take Casey now, you can.
Take him home, please.
We just want to make sure he's safe.
Thank you.
All right.
Diane, don't go anywhere.
And get a cold compress the size of a mattress.
Jason, help him out, please.
Yeah.
We need the cops to help him out.
Someone would get that drunk. Don't you idiots laugh.
Alright, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take...
This is my show. Quiet.
I'm going to take the... Hold on. I'm going to take the fifth caller, and I'm going to give you front row tickets to see Nickelback, all right?
Fifth row?
The Great Allentown Fair.
Front row.
Tuesday, August. Did I say front row?
No, I may have said it.
Front row tickets, and this will be Tuesday, August 30th for the Great Allentown Fair. For more information, you can call 610-435-SHOW. But we'll take the fifth caller now, and we'll give the front row. And then, Steve, we'll take the 20th caller, and I will give you those VIP tickets for right down front.
Awesome.
For Live 8.
Bleacher and set up right by the stage.
It's brought to you by your local Delaware Valley Volvo retailer. So, come and get them. And I...
Hold on!
Thank you to Kildare's for being here this morning.
Yeah.
We need rounds of applause. Thank you. I think everybody wanted to watch the spectacle as they walked Casey out the door.
Is it over? Is this over?
Yeah, this is over.
You good?
Okay. And I also want to thank Jason Burton, our police officer, for coming by and administering the breathalyzer. It doesn't even, at this
I'm
point.
I'm not finished.
What else? Thank you to the gang from the USS Cole for coming by this morning. Commander Solo, who was here. And also thank you to Ken from Pyrotechnico out of Newcastle, Pennsylvania, for firing up the salute down there at Citizens Bank Park.
And the lovely ladies of Kildare.
Rachel and Jovianne from Kildare's, thank you for almost killing our friends here with your drinks. And thank you to Amy from Box Vodka for being here this morning.
Yeah.
And I think that's all we can handle.
I think
today.
That's it. We got to get the stun guns and proceed.
Yes. Are we breaking or are we playing music?
I mean, what are we breaking?
Yeah, we are going to take a break. Our sponsors, thank you to Vox Vodka, the highest rated and best tasting vodka in the world. Also, Amstel Light, the beer drinker's light beer, and McDonald's. I'm loving it. Tomorrow morning, we'll be broadcasting live from Live 8. MMR, your concert connection will have everything. That's it. We're done. Great job. Bye-bye.